Never did redeem a family we ate. We got up there to Charleston, South Carolina, and got off, and they put us on a bus or something. I don't remember how, but they run us out there to Camp Jackson, put us off in some sand, about knee deep, old white sand, and told me I had to ask about our head was traveling officers. I had sense enough to ask about how to get there, and they gave me the right directions, but I didn't know how to get on that even men there. I never marched or nothing, no how to march. I told them, I said, well, no, we got to go up there with some kind of order. We can't just all walk up there. And I said, now we just have to line up here and walk behind one another. So I had sense enough to know that. So we marched and walked. I marched them on up there, and all everybody's out of step, you know. But I got to the colonel's place, and I didn't know how to salute. They had told us how to salute, but I had sense enough to better do something. I kind of made a salute of my fashion afterwards to the colonel and gave him orders. He took charge of them then on. We had to learn the school of the soldiers. Stayed there and we learned our business, learned how to, all the fundamentals of marching and everything, and they was ready to go overseas. And they kept 10 of us there to train the next bunch recruits come in. Kept 10 of us and let the rest of them go. And that bunch that went got lost on some ship or something. I was just that lucky. You know, the German submarines were sinking transports and troop ships right and left. It just happened. And those boys that I trained with, they were finest-looking men, so all out of the hills, North Carolina, most of them. About 5 feet, about 6 feet tall, about 175 to 90 pounds. Square shoulders, blue eyes, good looking things you ever saw. Illiterate, couldn't read and write there for them. White folks. But they made good soldiers, would have. Most of them are lost to sea, though. But we stayed on there and trained the next bunch. And then after we got them trained, sent me out over to Camp Wadsworth, non-commissioned officer. I was a sergeant. I got over there, they bussed me back to private. Busted everything was non-commissioned officers when we got there. All of them were sergeants and corporals. Well, I was little in size and everything. At first they just bussed me back to private. They had me. And then I went myself back up though. The sergeant while I was there. And we trained and everything, and we were put in what they call an artillery park, 6th Corps Artillery Park. And then they were in training. I bruised my hand, had an abscess at the base of his thumb. And I was suffering with it and couldn't get a doctor over it. I went to sick call, the doctor looked at it and gave me some salts to take, and that's all it did. He did me that 2 mornings. I got tired of that doctor, so the next morning I skipped over to the other company street and went to the other company doctor, Company A Street. As soon as he looked at my hand, said, "You got to go to base hospital, boy. Got a bad hand." And I had on my pajamas, my house shoes,